This is Akashvani, the news read by Gitanjali Huryamathur. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, has approved 11,440 crore rupees revival package for Rashtriya Ispat Nigam Limited, RINL. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav told media in New Delhi today the revival package was declared in yesterday's cabinet meeting. He said RINL is an important company in the country's steel sector located in Andhra Pradesh. Mr. Vaishnav said, with the help of this package, all employees of RINL as well as all the people connected with economic activities of RINL will be immensely benefited.
With this, all the employees of RINL as well as all the people connected with the economic activity of RINL will be immensely benefited, and Andhra Pradesh will get a major steel plant revived in the coming days.
A total of 12 Indian nationals serving in the Russian army have lost their lives so far in the conflict and 16 are still missing. Briefing the media in New Delhi today, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said death of Binal Babu of Kerala is unfortunate and the ministry has conveyed condolences to the family. Mr. Jaiswal said another Indian national who was injured is receiving treatment in a hospital in Moscow. Mr. Jaiswal said 96 Indian nationals serving in the Russian army have returned and been discharged by the Russian army so far. On the situation in Bangladesh, the spokesperson said India wants friendly relations with Bangladesh. On the sanctions imposed on Russian oil imports by the US, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said India is in touch with the US authorities to clarify issues about the impact on Indian entities. He said India's oil purchases have been and always are guided by the country's energy security requirements. The budget session of Parliament will commence from 31st of this month. President Draupadi Murmu will address the joint sitting of the Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha on 31st January, and the Union Budget will be presented on 1st of February. The first part of the budget session will be held from 31st January to 13th February 2025, while the second leg of the budget session will be held from 10th March to 4th April 2025. The BJP has promised monthly allowance of 2,500 rupees for every poor woman and LPG cylinders at 500 rupees for them in the national capital if voted to power. Party President J.P. Nadda today released BJP's Sankalp Patra Part 1. The party also promised implementation of central government's Ayushman Bharat scheme. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Nadda said that if BJP forms the government, it will provide nutritious food at 5 rupees in all JJ cluster areas under Atal Canteen scheme. Mr. Nadda accused AAP government of not fulfilling its promises made during the last assembly polls. Housing and Urban Affairs Minister Manohar Lal today launched the toolkit for 9th edition of Swachh Sarvekshan in New Delhi. Under the new edition of Swachh Sarvekshan, Super Swachh League, a competition among the cleanest cities, has been introduced. In a statement, the ministry said that the league will be a competition among the cleanest cities and will reflect the shared commitment to cleanliness and continuous innovation. In Chhattisgarh, after yesterday's encounter, security forces have recovered the bodies of 12 Maoists from the spot. These include 5 female Maoists. In the Khoko World Cup 2025, both the Indian men's and women's teams have advanced to semi-finals. Both teams have been exceptional throughout the tournament, remaining unbeaten in all their matches. The Indian men's team secured a dominant 140 victory over Sri Lanka at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium, New Delhi today. The team put on a brilliant show, scoring 58 points on turn one alone. Despite Sri Lanka's efforts, they couldn't match India's aggressive gameplay. In turn three, the India team launched a strong attacking barrage, which continued into turn four. Meanwhile, the Indian women's team defeated Bangladesh with an impressive score of 109-16 at the same venue. Led by Captain Priyanka Engle, the team dominated all four turns of the match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.